Systems, mobiles, changing patterns. Intentionally changing is about breaking patterns. This is all about remalleating rigidity. This is about ensuring your and our survival. For ego has conveniently established endless patterns, ways of thinking, doing, feeling, relating, to fortify its comfort zone. It's like a fort. Your ego creates a fort. It fortifies what is already experienced, what it has already deemed safe, and it builds thick walls. Some patterns are effective. These are the flexible ones. The ones that aren't steadfast. The ones that are willing to be adapted, updated, revised, if and as this serves you best. How does your ego serve you best? By truly ensuring your survival. If rigid patterns are actually taking you down, slowly and steadily or fast and traumatically, are they actually serving you? If this question intrigues you, I recommend you read the section Porous Boundaries in Awakening Instinct, Running the Gauntlet, Windows Through Time. Did you know there is a tropical tree that actually migrates across the forest floor? Even trees can be flexible in their trunks and roots. You can too. Let's take an active step in understanding patterns, including how to evolve them to continuously serve you. First, let's explore systems. You are a part, a member, of multiple systems simultaneously. As examples, you are a part of your intimate relationship system. You and I are a system. You are a part of the system of all people in your culture of origin, as well as in your current country. You are a part of the system of all humanity. You are a part of the system of all people with whom you share a common profession. You are a part of the system of all biology, and so on. What's exciting about systems is that they're like a mobile. Imagine a mobile, thin sticks of balsa wood with fine strings extending from them, at the ends of which are perfectly balanced, let's say folded origami, Japanese paper folding, paper birds. When the mobile is at rest, all of its parts are in harmony with each other. There is no dissonance, no confusion, no arguing, no tension. What happens when a slight breeze subtly blows the wee tip of one of the paper birds and stirs it into motion? The entire mobile dances. Every part of it is affected. Nothing is unmoved. Why is this so exciting in the context of patterns? Because you are an agent of change, of transformation in each and every system of which you are a part. Contemplate this. You're like an origami bird amongst other origami birds. Every time one of them, or you, stirs even slightly, the entire mobile, the system you are a part of, shifts. It dances. It fluctuates until it finds its new balance. Its new balance is never what its balance, its state, previously was. It is an integration of the information, the breeze, that stirred it. The system is, even if ever so slightly, transformed. Even more specifically, what does this have to do with breaking rigid and limiting patterns? If you are D, dissatisfied with anything in any of the systems of which you are a part, imagine a slight shift you can make. As you do, you will affect the entire mobile to dance, out of stasis, fossilization, rigidity, and into a breath of fresh air. You will awaken it. What is particularly fascinating about this is that it requires only an infinitesimally slight shift, a barely perceptible breeze, to affect change. And it doesn't need to be destructive, aggressive, or violent. It never does. This is one of the greatest misperceptions in the human mind, that we need to be forceful to affect change. We don't. We simply need to respectfully and responsibly change our own contribution within the system. Here's an example. If you and your spouse keep locking horns in arguments, notice the pattern he says, she says, and the next time he says or she says, don't say what you typically say next. Either pause and take a deep breath before you say something, or say something absolutely ridiculous, or say something that is actually compassionate towards them, demonstrating that you truly notice and truly care about them. This will stop them in their tracks. It's all about creating ally relationships rather than adversarial ones. Only ally relationships can move us towards resolution, joy, peace, creativity, and our ultimate survival.